ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth was 134 degrees at Death Valley. That record could be under threat today at Death Valley. 90 million people in the U.S. are under heat alerts in 16 states. The weather is forcing organizers of large events like the California State Fair in Sacramento to be flexible.
We have some cooling stations. And yes, I had to bring that up because I did see the forecast this weekend.
Actors were on the picket lines Friday in Los Angeles and in New York, the first full day of the SAG-AFTRA strike. They're calling for better pay and more protections from studios and streamers. A discarded pizza crust and burner phones were some of the evidence that authorities in New York say they used to arrest a 59-year-old architect. Rex Huerman's been charged with killing three women and dumping their bodies more than a decade ago. Six Republican presidential hopefuls were in Iowa, where Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law banning abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is ABC News. Police in Hoover, Alabama are looking for 25-year-old Carlethia Russell. The Hoover 911 Center says she called 911 Thursday night to report a toddler walking on the side of the interstate. She called a family member as she stopped her car to investigate. The family member said she screamed and it sounded like the phone was dropped. Her parents, who are searching for her, fear she may have been kidnapped to be trafficked.
We've been from here to Tuscaloosa to
Mississippi. Just checking hotels.
Gas stations.
Just asking around.
Truck stops.
A record Powerball jackpot on the line tonight. More than $750 million up for grabs in tonight's Powerball jackpot. The estimated jackpot worth $875 million will be the third largest jackpot in history. There'll be a first-time women's champion at Wimbledon. This morning's final features Ange Jabeur of Tunisia and Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Oh, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Busted's fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated. Educators talking education.
Oh, it is Tim and Johnny back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Johnny, July 4th. You know, we played a one of our special edition shows, let people out there celebrate the fireworks. We know every Tuesday night, though, there are fireworks here on the show. The number, if you want to jump in before we even introduce our topic and our guest tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We have done a lot of work on student loans, but, man, we have covered the amount of topics, Johnny, that we have done here on Busted Pencils. People always like, it's an education show. Like, what can you guys possibly be talking about all the time? And it's just like, wait a minute, really? Do you not understand the reality of the centrality of public schooling in America? You know, private schooling, right? The whole idea of going to school and recognizing how many intersections there are with everything that goes on in the world. And so here we are back again. We have, you know, we've had him on before. Ask Ethan Siegel, our favorite astrophysicist, is joining us tonight. Welcome, Ethan. How are you doing, for my friend?
Oh, hi, Tim. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me on the show again. And, you know, even though I normally am super excited to talk astrophysics, I'm so happy to also get a chance to talk education because, you know, what you folks are doing for, you know, high as you want to go,
right?
Education, everyone needs one. You know, I think that should never stop. That's a lifelong thing. You know, as long as you're alive and your brain is working, you too can learn new things and assimilate new knowledge and do better tomorrow than you did today.
Speaking of that, I love that though. New and Johnny, you know, let's, you know, jump right into it. So ask Ethan. You could check it out at bigthink.com, starts with a bang. Ask Ethan, he has it out there. And like you said, most of the time it's astrophysics, you know, black holes, string theory. When will Tim Slecker ever get to generate his four-course meal by just telling the computer to do so? Questions like that. But we got one, though, you know, kind of coming in here, the reality that we're all dealing with. And here, you know, classroom teachers, families, students, the issue of gender. You know, we've had a sweeping, you know, let's be honest, we'll call it what we'd say here, a regression backwards, particularly on the attack on public schools. And, you know, as we say in Florida, the don't say gay ban, all of these laws, literally laws restricting somehow people to talk about what appears to be caste largely as somebody's personal belief. And here we are with gender, and he's an astrophysicist, but he's a scientist. Ethan, you put out a piece a few weeks ago, What is a Woman? What was the motivation for you, an astrophysicist, to take on the question, what is a woman, and publicly put forth, here's the best answer or answers and ways to think about this? What made you jump to the challenge?
You know, I think we all have to look at ourselves. That enough way that you would be able to successfully share that answer with everyone else out there. And look, I'm a lot like you guys. Yeah, my field of expertise where I know a whole lot, but each field limit to what I know. And if I want to talk about something that's beyond my area of expertise, I need to know the full story, who's going to put it into the proper scientific context. And I've done this before for a variety on this with issues in geology and geophysics. I've done this with issues in dictionary and teen recently. I think the world needs people who go out inform for the top experts in the field, synthesize that together and present that to people, you know. And yeah, I'm an astrophysicist, but for the past 15 years, and yeah, it really is that long, 15 years, I've been doing Starts with a Bang, which is just me communicating science to the general public in whatever means necessary, written word, video, and in this case, radio. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah. This is a question that a lot of people have very strong opinions about. But what I want to make sure is that everyone can at least, even if we don't agree on the same opinions, everyone can come together and say, we all agree on what is true. Mm. And that's what I wanted to do, is I wanted to put a piece out there that regardless of what you believe about any color in the LGBTQ plus rainbow, whatever you think about that, I don't want you to be able to disagree with anything in this. I want to give you a fact-based, what is true thing that's for everyone.
Well, you so think helpful. About that. Yeah, you're right. Johnny, jump in there.
Well, just want to thank you, Ethan, for Starts with a Bang, but also for coming on the show when you do, because we talk a lot about the importance of scientific literacy to democracy, and just what you shared, like how we can turn to scientific consensus. And you gave us a really nice foundation and a great, starting point for having difficult conversations with colleagues or with, you know, other teachers or families out in the community. When we were talking to you during COVID-19, and we talked about the danger of the false equivalencies, right? And so scientific consensus is really important for our listeners. This is something that Ethan brings, you know, not only to our show, but to the general public, getting that information that, you know, doesn't belong to a political party, but that in general is to the public, and it's based on expert consensus. Mm. Right. And so that's really great. And I couldn't be more grateful for this topic tonight, because like Ethan said, we all have our limits to what we know. Right. And a lot of times our personal experiences, and even when we've broadened those personal experiences, it's still limited. And especially when it's come to this topic, and there are, you know, people all around us under attack, and not able to be who they are. And that's not something that any of our politics on the show and a lot of educators sign up to, make anybody's lives harder in a way that they shouldn't be. We'll challenge you to learn and challenge you to open up to new ideas, but not to be someone you're not. Yeah. And so gender has been a really important on the front conversation in a lot of schools and a lot of families' homes. And so this piece tonight in our conversation is really exciting, because like Ethan said, it helps give us some language from the scientific community around how we might better understand gender.
Well, you think about that, right? I mean, Ethan, you know, it's the point you know the way you talk about it, it's like we have opinions. Even the word, you know, I'm sorry, but that's just my belief. And you're like, okay, we get it. It's just your belief. And on this issue of, quote, gender, I think what I see a lot when I read through this piece on, you know, thebigthink.com starts with the bang, check this out, what is a woman, is that, okay, for all of the beliefs and what I feel and what are my opinions, Ethan, you go right to the science and say, okay, here's the deal with gender, and here's what science has to say. Give us the quickest overview, because I know we're going to be coming up on that first commercial. What does science say about it?
You know, some things to say about gender, because you would think, oh, it's very simple. Human beings have two genders, and you're either male or female, and that's the science of gender. Right? A lot of people think that. But if you say to someone like, how do you know what's a male and how do you know what's a female? You're all of a sudden going to get a lot of different answers, right? Someone might talk about whether you have a penis or vagina. Someone might talk about whether your chromosomal makeup is XX or XY. Someone may talk about what types of gonads you have. Do you have testes or do you have ovaries? Some people might talk about what kind of gametes you have. Do you have sperm cells or do you have egg cells? It turns out that those questions that I just asked, first off, they're only examples of what biologists call primary sex characteristics, right? All organisms have primary and secondary sex characteristics. Primary are the ones that affect reproduction. Secondary are more appearance-focused ones in general. But all of those questions that I asked, are you this or are you this? It turns out that in science, there are more than two answers to these. This is not what we call a binary distribution where everyone is male in some way and everyone is female in some way. Most people are male in this particular way or female in this particular way. But there is a middle area where people don't cleanly fall into male or female categories. And this is true in every aspect of the spectrum. And so that's the starting point, is there is not a clear, everyone is either male or female. Plenty of people have plenty of traits that are somewhere not in traditionally male or traditionally female. And that's natural. That's completely natural.
And I remember, this is one of the things too, right? I remember science class. I even remember talking about the XY, XX chromosome. And then, anything you point this out, that there are some people with XXY. And
there are some people with XXY. There are some people who have XY who are women, who develop as women, and there are some people who are XX who are male. There are some people who are XXYY. There are some people who are X nothing.
Whoa.
There are some people who have X alone, one X chromosome, and that's it. There's a lot of natural variety, even if you just look at like your old, like, oh, well, my mom had XX and my dad had XY and they made me. You might not be either XX or XY. And if you're XX, you might not be a female. And if you're XY, you might not be a male.
Well, I know this. Whatever you are listening out there, if you're XX, XY, XO, or X nothing, 844-967-2789. When we get back, though, Ethan, let's really dig deep into this, though, and start talking. There's biology, there's science, and then we also have society. Busted Pencils, back after the break.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media,
608-819-8255.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education, talking to an educated astrophysicist who's helping educate us about the science of gender. Before we get back with Ethan Siegel, we have a caller, Mark from the SAC. Mark, you're on the line. Mark, what's happening out there, my friend?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting hearing him talk. I'm a child of the 60s moving into the 70s. And of course, in the 60s, we had the space race going on. And Kennedy talked a lot about, you know, that getting scientists up and running and getting people interested in science, you know, as national policy, as part of the space race. As a matter of fact, it was another article that I was interested in from this 1965 edition, January 26, 1965, of Look magazine. It actually had some articles on both the threat of radical right, but also their assaults on education, radical rights assault on education. But there's also another article in there on that education begins at 3. And let's remember, this is 1965, and they're talking about the Montessori system, where they're getting these kids as young as 3 interested in doing, starting education. I mean, that my education started with my mother reading to me a little golden book of dinosaurs. I mean, that I drifted far away from that, becoming an accountant for my career. But I mean, that maybe what needs to happen is it has to become national policy in this country, coming from the government, to get the youth of today and the public in general interested in science again.
Mark, on this, I love that topic. In fact, maybe we can bring that, you know, into its own show, the whole idea of getting education and talking about the importance of science again. On this topic, though, when we're listening to Ethan, he talked about the fact that gender is again, not a one size fits all. Over here are all men, over here are all women. It's a bimodal distribution. Do you have any thoughts about that? If that is science fact, as Ethan's talking about, what is an obligation of a teacher then in talking about this when you're possibly in a place like Florida where this might be considered some of that information that we don't want to teach kids? And I just wonder if you had any thoughts, you know, directly on this issue of gender.
Basic biology, we all started as females in the womb, and at one point the hormones start to kick in and we develop either into male or female, but in some cases there's a blend of each in people that And it's nothing exact sometimes, and it just other cultures in the past have accepted that, but for some reason that here in supposedly the enlightened West, we can't wrap our minds around that kind of concept. Apparently in some of the Native American cultures, that people that were different, quote-unquote different in that way, were fully accepted as part of society and were not condemned. And in fact, they were found as valuable components of that society. So I don't know how we can convince people that with the animosity towards science is kind of beyond me, but let's remember that in the Soviet Union, unless your science conformed with Soviet socialist thought, that your science wasn't allowed to be pursued.
Well, it feels like we're moving, God forbid, in that direction. As you said, Ethan, though, the Americans. Mark, thanks for the call. Mark from the SAC. If you want to jump in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Okay, Ethan, there it is. It's right in front of us from Mark, and you put it up there to remind us Native Americans saw this in between phase, I guess we would say, but there's a scientific way, but that was a two-spirit concept. What's happening there?
Well, I mean, that was the Native American conception of someone who was either intersex or transgender, who wasn't, you know, I am male and I look male and I female and feel male. Sorry, slip in there. I feel male and I look like one, I feel like one, I behave like one, and that's what my internal identity tells me that I am. Or the same things for female that you have. Yeah, that's most people. Most people are. Same thing from a modern scientific perspective. I have all male primary sex characteristics. I have all male secondary sex characteristic, and I feel male in my body. And, you know, that's it. What I think we all have to keep in mind, again, regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, is that not everybody is like we are. In every way. So the thing that I always look for is who's going to need protection. And it's going to be, well, if most people are either all the way this way or all the way the other way, it's the people in the middle who are going to need protection, because they're easy to marginalize. They're easy to forget about. And for me, you know, it was very eye-opening to me because, you know, when you're young, you don't have a concept how things are supposed to be. And I remember learning when I was young that some small percentage of people, I think it's somewhere between like 0.05% and 0.08% of all people are born with what they call ambiguous genitalia, where it doesn't clearly look like a penis or it doesn't clearly look like a vagina. Throughout most of the 20th century, when I was young, when you were young, about this time in America, doctors would just assign a gender to the child. They would just pick one and say, well, either I can make a penis out of this, so we're going to make it a male, or I'm going to make a vagina out of it and we'll make it a female. The thing is, when you do that to someone, if you don't guess right, you've assigned a person to the wrong gender, and then they experience what's known as gender dysphoria, which is this huge feeling of discomfort you have of being in your own skin as the gender that your body is. This is something that we've learned has been with people forever. People have had gender dysphoria forever. What do you do about it? The answer is you can't keep them in the wrong body.
We're going to answer that question when we get back from the break. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded. Back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth was 134 degrees at Death Valley. That record could be under threat today at Death Valley. 90 million people in the U.S. are under heat alerts in 16 states. The weather is forcing organizers of large events like the California State Fair in Sacramento to be flexible.
We have some cooling stations. And yes, I had to bring that up because I did see the forecast this weekend.
Actors were on the picket lines Friday in Los Angeles and in New York, the first full day of the SAG-AFTRA strike. They're calling for better pay and more protections from studios and streamers. A discarded pizza crust and burner phones were some of the evidence that authorities in New York say they used to arrest a 59-year-old architect. Rex Huerman's been charged with killing three women and dumping their bodies more than a decade ago. Six Republican presidential hopefuls were in Iowa, where Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law banning abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is ABC News.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get them to Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowalk. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Oh, that's what we're doing. We are going all the time. Tuesday nights, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. We are talking to our favorite astrophysicist, Ethan Siegel. Check it out, bigthink.com. Look at this gender dysphoria we were talking about. But we do have one call, another caller on the line, Susan. Susan, you are on the line. Thanks for holding over the break. Susan, what do you got for Ethan?
Well, I was just thanking you for this conversation because I think today people are in such a black and white situation. They don't think about the gray areas, which doesn't allow people for to have any free thought. So I think a lot of times everybody gets ingrained in it's either this or that, and there's no in between. And that happens in religions and everything else. It's just really difficult for people to think outside of their nine dots that they live in. And so I really appreciate this conversation because that's been my thought for a long time, is that there's so much we don't know, and how can we demand that somebody be one way when they don't want to be that way? I mean, that's just my general thought. Anyway, that was all I had. But I appreciate this.
Nick. Susan, thank you. And we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling. Ethan, you know, we there's Susan's point, you know, and we were talking about this during break, the idea of like somebody's brain consciousness, what it thinks. But we've largely been talking about the science here. And you know, the fact that even scientifically, gender isn't, as you said, this kind of it's this or it's that. Science says it, there's some in betweening. In fact, you talked about frequency in the first part, and I know Johnny, you were saying, Ethan, tell us a little bit about though this idea, like what are you talking about when you say frequency in the science?
You know, when you talk about it, you assume like, oh, like 50% of humans are male and 50% of humans are female in this traditional, like my primary and secondary sex characteristics and my own internal sense of who I am is either male or female. That's what we think happens. And then you ask, like, well, look, there are all sorts of those in-between conditions, what they classify as intersex conditions. And if you add all of those intersex conditions up, yeah, a bunch of them are super rare, like 1 in 80,000, 1 in 20,000, but some of them are pretty common. And the most common one is what's called congenital adrenal hyperplasia. That is an intersex condition that starts to appear after puberty, like when puberty starts and after. And it's estimated that at least 0.5% or 1 in 200 people have that or another intersex condition. And that number may be as high. A 2015 study says we actually found that's 1.7%, which is 1 in 66 people. So somewhere between 1 in 200 and 1 in 66 Americans, which even if you take the low end, the 1 in 200, it means over 1.5 million Americans have some sort of intersex condition. So let's not pretend that this is nobody, that this isn't going to affect anyone we know or love or care about. These conditions are real and they're ubiquitous, and it's not just in America and it's not just now. They've always been here. It's like one of the things I think is I'm and none of my grandparents were left-handed. Why is that? Well, could it be because, yeah, I'm left-handed and my dad is left-handed and my dad's mom was handed, but in school they hit her with a ruler on her hand over and over until she started using her right hand? And oh, would that make sense why when I remember being a kid with her in the kitchen, she always cut herself on her fingers really frequently because she was made to live right-handed even though she was left-handed? I think like that about intersex and trans people is, hey, we don't have to say you can't be who you are, or you can't be how you are, right? I think about my grandmother and God, how much better would her life have been if she could have just been a left-handed person? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's very different when it comes to intersex and transgender people.
Well, you think about that though too, and this is, you know, where you really hit it in the piece that you put out there. Bigthink.com starts with a bang. What is a woman? Ethan Siegel. is though then the reality though too of what you just said, acceptance, non-acceptance of gender, and
you're
the
so right, because what
the consequences
to you,
right? Yeah,
what happens to you if you're not accepted?
That's right.
And the answer is, as you could expect, a lot of people who are rejected by their parents for any reason, a lot of people find themselves homeless, find themselves wishing they'd be better off dead, or even worst case scenario, attempts to commit suicide. And for this is the whole thing that I did. I pulled out the stats on this and I researched them as best as I could. And what I found is that if you are a transgender individual or a non-binary individual or an intersex individual, if you are in this group, you are at suicide risk rate of all marginalized groups. Suicidal ideation is over 80%. The frequency of people who aren't accepted by their parents, who are transgender, non-binary, or intersex, 43 to 45% of them attempt suicide. You want to lower that number? You want fewer kids trying to kill themselves? Give them at least one parent that loves and supports them and recognizes that the way they say they are is who they are. You make that change, the suicide rate goes from 43 to 45% down to 4%, which is over a tenfold improvement. So if you're a parent of a transgender kid or an intersex kid or a non-binary kid, and you want your kid to live, you can love and support them instead of telling them how they should be. I think that's such a powerful statistic. I don't know how to interpret that any other way.
You know, it made me think though, back now, bring this back to, you know, busted pencils, you know, educators talking education. You know, the fact that we're outlawing, because now imagine the kid who doesn't have those parents. We were moving in a direction where they had that teacher who could have that safe space to say, I see you. I recognize who you are. You're safe in this space, in this school setting. You can be who you are in this school setting, except now it's in Florida, it's in Ohio, wherever you are. No. As teachers, if you engage in that accepting of a trans, intersex, LGBTQ student, you're now violating the law by accepting and expressing a sense of human condition connectedness. The fact that we're outlawing this, Ethan, this is where I start looking at this. This is why this is a school issue, because yes, we want that parent. And please listen to what Ethan said. If you're a parent out there and you're thinking about this, the ability for you to have an incredible impact, just love and accept your child who they are. But the reality that we've policed our public school teachers into not being a place where kids can go and be who they are. I wonder if you had any thoughts about that.
Well, I mean, look, I was a teacher in public school once upon a time, and I am exactly the kind of teacher that Ron DeSantis is warning you about, because, you know, I know what the laws are, and I also know for myself what right and wrong is. And if it comes down to taking a choice between, am I going to do the right thing or am I going to obey the law? I'm probably going to do the right thing. So, you know, I'm not the kind of person who stayed in public education for a very long time, because when that's the choice, either do the right thing by your students or obey the law and do the wrong thing by your students, like you can't in good conscience do that. And I think that's part of what the game is. The game is, let's drive out the teachers, or give us an excuse to the teachers who are going do this thing that I politically disagree with. Like that's the obvious game here, is you make the profession such a way that the people who would educate your students and give them all the information and let them read the banned books, you know, it's the same game it's always been, is I want, like, there's always some politician who wants to take away your ability to see anyone who isn't like you.
Johnny, come on, man.
I mean, I'm so grateful for us having this conversation, but also, you know, to, we've talked about Florida, to know that there are teachers like Ethan just described in Florida, right, who are saying they're going to do the right thing. Right. And that's true for teachers everywhere to hear that and to think about the statistics that Ethan shared around how important it is in life changing it is for a young person, really any aged person, right, to have, you know, a loving parent, loving and accepting parent in their life. And to think about how important and how great our schools can be and our communities to have that kind of support around our students who experience, you know, that they don't fit into two categories. This is by and large not a couple of students. Ethan made this clear, right? He's bringing to us the facts, and, you know, we can sort of politicize them a little more. But this is, you know, this is significant enough that if we care about communities, we care about young people and the future of our democracy, right, that we really take in information, apply it, and do better tomorrow. And this is an area of growth I think everyone out there teaching, for the most part, is learning and growing with. It's a no-brainer, right? We have the evidence. We know what we need to do. And it's people who don't identify as either male or female or wherever they are on that, right? We have evidence. This is very real. Changing to be accepted for who you are. And so, you know, this really helps us just kind of springboard to have those conversations, to, you know, really make sure this is what every school is able to provide.
Mm. Ethan, I think it's also important to remind people that that parental love and support is key. Like it's really abhorrent that a kid would have to do without that for any reason. But also keep in mind that it doesn't solve everything, right? There are still going to be people, even if we said, like, hey, we're gonna make it so that everyone can learn this is what sex and gender are, and you can be whatever sex or gender you want, that won't fix everybody. There are some people who will transition who will still feel that discomfort of gender dysphoria, that they may not get what gender they are right on the first try, and that's okay. And also there are some people whose gender identity, just like there are people who, in terms of who they're attracted to, which gender or genders they're attracted to, can change over their life, there's evidence that someone's gender identity may not be stable over their whole life too. So, you know, I think the best thing we can do is to not pathologize this, is to not say you're abnormal, there's something wrong with you. There's no evidence for that. There's no evidence that there's anything wrong for you. You're just different than most people, and that's not bad.
But that's the point right there. And you say that, and say, you know what, yeah, you're not it, and in fact the whole idea, and when we got into the, you know, the critiques of it, is like, I know if I'm a man and I know if that's a woman and that's just the way it is. It's like, no, sorry, it's not just the way it is. It's not even close. The world isn't.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep, switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Hey,
Hey, this is Petty Pitcher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
What if I'm writing you a wrong? What if you knew it all along? What if I figured out
that coming back?
I did not belong?
What if it come back.
Dusty Pencils, fully led education talk. We are back. A little bit of, you know, radio complications there. Johnny and Tim. Ethan's still kind of hanging out. Ethan, we got you here for the last little segment. We were pitching thelittlestgirl.com. This is your new children's book.
Oh, my. Yeah. Thank you for still having me here. You know, I wrote my first children's book with a particle physicist friend of mine. She said to me, hey, I'm a mom. I have little kids. There are all these books out there about space, and there are all these children's books about dinosaurs. And we even heard Mark call in and say, what about space dinosaurs? Right. Yeah. But what about the very small? And I was like, you know, let's write one. And so we went and we put a story together and we told it in children's book format. We got a beautiful illustrator who made these gorgeous illustrations. The book is called The Littlest Girl Goes Inside an Atom. And it's about a journey from human scales down into the subatomic for all readers. We even, at the back of the book, we put a grown-up section that if you're the parent of a curious child who keeps asking, but why and why and why, yes, we've got some bonus answers in there for you.
Well, there it is. There, you got your, we definitely got that place for you.
Yeah,
there,
that's Ethan important. Siegel. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. But back to the, you know, Ethan, we'll let you go. Again, check out his blog, bigthink.com. Starts with the bang, what is a woman? Ethan Siegel, thank you so much for joining Busted Pencils, and we will talk to you again shortly, my friend. Thanks, Ethan.
My pleasure.
Good night. So, that's Johnny, great, here we are. Right. We, you know, end of the show here, and, you know, with science, talking about this. How, when I moved that into the space where I was saying, okay, let's get back into the fact that criminalizing teachers by criminalizing teachers' advocacy for being a safe space, like that to me is where I really felt like, man, this is the kind of pain that so many teachers are talking about. When we talk about the teachers leaving, teacher exodus, right? The fact that we're criminalizing the behavior of protecting marginalized people. This is where I was just like, come on, this is where the science is here that Ethan was talking about. But the reality is we're criminalizing protecting people.
Yeah.
What gives there, man?
Well, Tim, you know what I'm reminded of, and this is really important, and Ethan brought it up, and it's something I think we forget to remind one another of, is that we have great capacity to to learn things. And when we learn things, we have an even bigger responsibility with what we learn to do. I don't know if we want to call it the right thing or to do by the next day. And this is one of those no-brainers where we're all learning more. And it means that the way we've been doing things has been pretty awful to a pretty significant number of people. And to me and you, Tim, and to probably Ethan and others listening, it wouldn't matter if it was only a couple people, because that's how our ethics kind of works, right? Really, we kind of land on the side of justice and feel like human rights matter for everyone, right? But this is really bigger than that. And what it reminds us is that we socially constructed some ways of organizing our communities, our schools, our families, our identities, how we even as individuals experience joy and pleasure and our lives. We've socially constructed them in ways that have hurt people and are hurting people. And as we learn more, we can learn to do better, and we can organize and sort of create spaces within our society where we can accept that maybe we don't always identify in the same gender, or maybe it's fluid as we go through different moments in our lives. Maybe it's not this male, female. Maybe even, Tim, as sort of folks with a degree in area of study, I was so grateful to take amazing courses in gender studies, you know, as a college student, and it opened my eyes to really thinking differently about sex and gender. And with information today, even that has grown. As we had learned, like, sex is biological and gender is socially constructed. And what we're learning with scientific information is that even that is oversimplified, right? Is that there's some...
I gotta say, I have a bunch of different scientists that I respect, like, what determines male and female? And someone said, universally, it's the size of your gametes. If you have big gametes, like, you're a female, and if you have little gametes, male, and that's how you classify everybody. And not everyone picks, I mean, most people don't pick one thing. They say, oh no, it's all of these things together. There's a range of primary sex characteristics and then the less important secondary ones. But, you know, we talk about how women look mannish or men look effeminate all the time, because we know you're not 100% one way or the other way. Why are you making people be a thing they're not?
Exactly. And that's Ethan Siegel. He is back. I mean,
he didn't go anywhere. We love having him.
He can travel. He warp speeds, and he's back in there. Ethan, we actually appreciate
it. I was prepared to be a captive until the hour.
Ethan stayed on with us there as we're coming in the last 2 minutes, and Johnny, bringing that home, and Ethan putting it that way. Say, you know, busted pencils. We try every week to, you know, push this idea, and I'll put it out there again. So this conversation, we say it always with busted pencils. It's for my neighbor. It's for the person down the street. It's for somebody to say, you know what? I didn't know that. And boy, now that I know, and maybe I don't even know what I really know at this moment, but just hearing the conversation between Ethan, Tim, and Johnny, and Mark from the SAC, and Susan, the callers coming in, hearing that conversation, I'm leaving here tonight with a sense of going, I'm not so sure I know what I know anymore. That's super okay, because that's where that moment comes in to say, you know what? Sometimes the absolutely being sure you think you know, it causes a lot of pain and a lot of trauma to a lot of people. And sometimes most of us don't want to cause our fellow human beings pain and suffering. We're not into that. And so we're talking about that. And for you, those teachers, those of you down there or over there or up there in the places where they're trying to criminalize your behavior of advocating and protecting marginalized students in your classroom, keep doing that right thing though, man. You got it. You're out there. You got into this profession. You are a caring, wonderful, loving person. Express that love. Continue to give it to your students. Give that space. Do everything you can, lifting people up, because you got into teaching to make a difference, to change the world, to make it better. You can do it, and people cannot criminalize that. More busted pencils when we get back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
ABC News.